My little adventure in 3D modeling. Well, 3D modeling turned out to be nothing short of magical, but it does require a 3D printer to fully appreciate what you are capable of. It is not good to just learn 3D modeling without anything to take to a printer in the evening. My favorite internet tutorial video is Modeling for Absolute Beginners, Blender Human Tutorial. This is a 30-minute tutorial that shows how 3D artists think and how they operate. It is so easy, I stopped writing down the shortcuts and just started shaking my head. Seeing the progression of cutting, extruding, scaling, and beveling, and the power of mirroring, and see a little human sculpted out of a cube, shows the workflow for everything else. I created a new wallet, the Saturn 1.0, with things pointing upwards for a change, and it looks great. I have been creating a new wallet design almost every day. It has been a fantastic experience. I even identified the main ways to connect wallet faceplates together.
Side teeth that can hold paracord or even hairbands, that also create a proper pocket with zero chance of anything falling out. Elongated holes for elastic bands about inch in width. Here the elastic is fed up and down until it locks in, much like a book bag strap. A T-shaped protrusion, often inset, that accepts O-rings, basically rubber washers. This creates fantastic looking hinges that look nothing like rubber washers. A single elongated hole, one on the faceplate and an elongated protrusion at a small angle on the other plate to create a latch for O-rings or even standard paracord. And of course, plain holes for string, elastic shoelace or paracord. The string is looped up and down to keep the plates together. I think I may be taking this a little bit too far, but hey, this is fantastic. I think with just a tiny bit of practice, I can begin modeling a variety of mechanical hinges and locking mechanisms that will make clicking sounds. At this point, I will be able to add my second project, which is miniature computer cases for Raspberry Pi, including the tiny Raspberry Pi Zero model. When I started learning modeling, the single most important thing for me was perfect precision, in part because of the Raspberry Pis. The free open source Blender program allows for that by presenting a confirmation box for every action where one can change the values. But now, especially with the mirroring feature, which takes care of the sides of my wallet, I no longer pay that much attention to dimensions. Rather than mathematical perfection, I just make sure that things look interesting. I still sometimes adjust dimensions. Just now, I indented a side of a paracord guide by 0.5 millimeters so that the paracord does not slide off. The only thing that requires perfect dimensions is a credit card ID template, so that I know that everything fits. And same is going to be in the case of Raspberry Pi. I'll just import a little simplified model of the Raspberry Pi Zero and shape a case around it. As with mathematics, learning mathematics for mathematics' sake is very difficult and very boring. Learning 3D modeling just to be able to make little humans, as in the tutorial I mentioned, it is not as easy as it should be. But if you get a 3D printer, Ender 3 version 2, and a $30 roll of white PLA, the plastic filament that you print with, then everything changes. because at that point, you are no longer learning modeling or how to use some confusing computer program, but you become a product designer. It can be wallets, but there is nothing wrong with printing small sculptures or organic-looking products or jewelry. Jewelry is going to be my third project. An Ender printer can't print very small things, but it can print enlarged models during prototyping. The bronze, silver, or gold properly sized versions have to be ordered via Shapeways or similar, but they only get printed when someone actually makes a purchase. They are printed on demand when a sale is made. And in case of Shapeways, this can be done through their online store. But there are several methods that can be used in jewelry making. One of them is using resin. You can search the internet for 3D printed jewelry tutorial. In closing, I just want to say, if you need proof that you really are a genius, just watch the 3D modeling tutorial. School grades are only meant for state testing and getting more funding. We are all equally intelligent, equally capable. All you have to do is find a hobby that interests you and call it self-education. Learn at your own pace, in your own sequence, and have fun. Integrated self-paced education that produces real results is the best kind of education. And in my private opinion, it is the only kind of education.